Welcome to Whiskey Wednesday, where we drink the finest whiskey and we argue about the internet's most important topics.
Because what the internet doesn't love more is telling people they're wrong and arguing things.
Oh man, that's true. We may not completely agree with the side that we've chosen, but I'll tell you what, we're gonna die on this hill.
Dead. So, listen up, let us know which one of us is wrong and why. Let us know down in the comments. Make sure that while you're here, hit the subscribe button, hit the little bell so that you see our next episode coming up next week.
Remember, the biggest flex you can do on the internet is liking our videos. We got here today.
All right, I'm really excited about this one. This is called Horse Soldier. To me, this is a fairly new one. It's actually just in general. A lot of the bourbons we do in the past have this really long tenured history. Mm-hmm. Horse Soldier is a fairly new one. And it is one that I think a lot of people are gonna be excited to hear excited to see us feature, as well as if you haven't heard about it, you'll be excited to hear about this. So let me tell you about it. The owners of Horse Soldier were part of a small group of Green Berets that were sent to Afghanistan.
Huh.
And because Afghanistan is a very rocky, hard to get around place, they were put on horseback.
What?
And this is part of a special operations team, ODA 595. Thought you guys might like to look that up. And yeah, they were sent on a horseback and they would be named the horse soldiers. Hence this name.
Hence the name. That's cool.
There's actually, if you've been to Ground Zero, if you've seen pictures of Ground Zero and 9/11, Ground Zero, there is a statue that looks similar to the one on the front of the bottle.
Okay.
For this. And the guys who were, you know, who started this were sent to Afghanistan because of 9/11. So, again, this is why it's just, to me, I'm old. So,
yeah.
9/11 seems very, very recent, even though I know it's been a while. But the next thing that I think is super cool about this, the molds for the bottles are made with steel from Ground Zero.
What?
9/11. So, every bottle is touched
by steel
from the buildings that fell in New York. So, like,
Talk about
like,
wow,
like meaning and story.
Never forget, right?
And yeah, I mean, there's no way of throwing away this bottle.
No,
right? And it's, I mean, the label's super cool on it.
That is fascinating.
I actually haven't had this yet. We opened it. Nate, our operations manager, just had some. He said it was good. I haven't had it yet.
Man.
So, but just the meaning behind it and everything is super cool. Something else. So we're in Ohio. The distillery is actually in Columbus, Ohio.
I didn't know that.
A couple hours south of us.
That's very cool.
The kind of the home location, and I saw that they just opened a store in St. Petersburg, Florida, is kind of where the guys are now.
Yeah.
But they did say that they're planning on moving and everything, distillery and everything, to Somerset, Kentucky in the near future.
Right, which makes sense.
Which makes sense.
Kentucky,
if you're
doing
this. Bourbon,
this is
where you do it. But yeah, I thought that was also cool.
That's fascinating.
You know, there's some Ohio.
Yeah.
Connections here too. So I'll let you pour it.
Oh, okay.
I'll tell a little bit more about it. So it is 95 proof. It's only aged about 2 to 3 years. So I'm just going into this, I'm not expecting super complex notes. It says the aroma is like a butterscotch, ginger, cherries. Tasting is toffee, fruits, ginger, cola, vanilla, oak. There's a lot of tasting notes that they threw out there. Yeah, so let's see what we think. All right.
Not super smelly.
Aroma. I don't think you use the word smelly when you're talking about. Boy, this sure is smelly.
Depends on where you're from. Ooh, that's good, actually.
All right. Yep.
I think it's good.
It's good.
It's not like, it's not a very complex
No, they threw out 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Threw out 6 different tasting notes. I don't know if I'm going to pull out 6 notes out of this, but it is good. I definitely taste, like they said ginger. I don't know if I have ginger. I can get vanilla, oak.
I'm picking up something.
Cola. Here. I can maybe get a little bit of like the spiciness of like a cola they have on here. I don't know if I get toffee or ginger, but this is the small batch. They did have a few other types.
Okay.
There's ones like, I can't remember the other ones off the top of my head. I should have come prepared for that. But there are 2 other. This is more the, I think this is one of the pricier of the 3. I paid like 65, maybe 70. So it's a little bit on the pricier end.
If you judged whiskey based solely on their taste, I think 60 may be a little high. But I think there's more to whiskey drinking than just taste, because there's also communication and getting like conversation.
There's
right?
there's story.
And, so there's some and story I felt behind like this.
When I saw the price of it, I kind of pulled back a little bit. Like, I don't know that, because I want to say it was actually closer to 70, 75. I think I paid for this, and I think about it. Which is not a little bit.
No, I think that mid-range, yeah.
Knowing this, again, knowing the story, knowing that I want to support veterans, I was willing to pay a little bit more for it.
And the whiskey does pretty much stand on its own. Yeah, like, it's not decent.
I'm not disappointed in
no.
I would be very disappointed in $75 if it didn't taste good.
Number-wise, I give it like a 7.5. Hmm. Maybe it's a little high, but I think it's good. Like, 5 being, like, middle of the road.
For 95 proof, it is very smooth.
Yeah.
I like that. Again, this is kind of like, we're doing neck pour here. And, it's first pours, first taste. I guarantee next week, if we come back, or in a month come back and taste different. It'll taste a little different.
Yeah.
The first pour is always tastes, I want to say, a little harsher than...
Needs a little time for the alcohol to kind of, like...
Yeah.
That's cool.
So,
what are we talking about today?
I'll be honest, I don't really have a tie-in here for our topic today. And the bourbon, I was just excited when I saw this on the shelf to pick it up and share it with you guys.
I got a tie-in.
Share the story.
What's your 9/11 was an event that brought our country together and shined light on the goodness of our hearts.
I thought about going down that road. Like, I was going to shine light on this newer bourbon. So...
I'm proud of myself.
Good job.
Not even a dad.
Yep. Yeah. Very good. I do recommend go and pick one of these up. Like, the other versions of it are less expensive.
Yeah.
But I wanted to get kind of the best that they had for you guys and for us to taste.
In case you didn't figure out from my pun, I'm talking about lights today.
We are talking about lights. So we're going to be talking weapon lights versus handheld lights. And so Dusty there has one of our favorite handheld lights. I have a couple here, weapon lights. Got one on a cert practice gun. This is an airsoft gun. The Enforce light on this, and a Surefire.
And that's the Wild 2, right?
This is the Wild 2. Both these lights put out an insane amount of light. Yeah. I think everything here is actually about 1,000 lumens.
This is 1,000 lumens. Those are 1,000 lumens.
I believe these are both about 1,000 lumens. Yeah. And there's lumens, and there's all kinds of light nerdery that we can get into.
It's because I've taken a handheld route.
I'm going to be arguing weapon lights. I believe every handgun should have a light on it. It's just simple.
Huh?
Absolutely. There's no reason to not have a light on a handgun.
Man, have I got a list of reasons for you.
All right. Well, I started last one, so...
Okay, let me go first,
Why don't you kick us off?
So, first of all...
Oh, you spilled some. Why did you spill it?
I know.
It?
Don't lick it up. We're like, okay. You're snorting drugs off the table over there, man.
I didn't sniff it. Oh, can you imagine sniffing bourbon? I don't want to waste
burn.
Any of this delicious.
I mean, we have paper towels. We're not savages.
I don't want to waste it. All right, you tell us while I drink this.
Okay, on that note. So, he said his final concluding statement of his last sentence was, there is no reason for a handgun not to have
That's
a light
the conclusion
on.
We're going to have at the end of this video.
And I would like to say one word to you, Greg. Competition guns do not need a light.
That doesn't matter. We're talking about EDC here.
We're not talking about EDC. You said
all
handguns should have lights. And whereas I think lights are a great accessory for handguns, and they can increase your shooting performance while using a light, I believe that the light itself is the first option that you should have. And thus, I think having a handheld light is great for a couple of reasons. One, when you're searching, which is what you should be doing, when you see or hear a threat, a bump in the night, you don't want to be searching with your handgun, right? Let's say, scenario in point, there's a bad guy loose in the neighborhood and the police are looking for him, and you hear someone jump the fence in your backyard, you're like, that was weird, my fence made a noise. So you grab your gun, start searching, sweep around, and all of a sudden you're pointing a gun at the cop. That doesn't sound nice. I think he'd be a little upset. However, if you have a handheld light, now you're just like, oh, sorry, officer. I saw you come into my backyard or heard someone come into my backyard. I just wanted to see what was going on. Still have your gun on you, by all means. But when you're searching, I think handgun, having a light on your handgun, using that for search purposes, absolutely useless until you know there's a known threat. Second, there's no flexibility when you're using this light. So you got your gun out, right? Dominant hand, because you're shooting that way. And you want to flash this light here, right? If it's on your gun, you have to pie that corner. You're going to splash off that. It's going to blind you maybe just as much as the person that you're pointing the light at. However, you can aim this light independently of aiming the gun. And so you can move this light out of the way while you have your gun up. And that lets you, maybe take some of the bounce off of the light walls or whatever cars that you're pointing it at, and can maybe preserve some of your night vision, which is nice. I also think that having a light is useful for other things than just shooting. But when you attach it to a gun, which has a very select few purposes, you can't really use the light for anything else. So you're not going to go pop this bad boy, pop a gun light and use that for working on your house. But you can use a handheld light for that.
But you've never helped your buddy change a tire?
Hey, bud, hold on a second.
But like, hold on, I got you.
I got you. I mean, people driving by might have thoughts.
You might get shot.
Gonna call the cops. There's a guy holding another guy hostage making him change his tire. So I think handheld's good for that. And lastly, when you're using a handheld light for self-defense, not all the time is it going to be lethal. Say, you can just pop someone in the eyes real quick, blind them, and make your escape. Maybe there's a drunk guy. We talked about bars last week. Maybe you're at a bar and you have a flashlight. Oftentimes, just a quick boop dissuades people from wanting to come closer.
You make that sound too.
Boop. 100%. If you don't make the sound.
If you don't boop the drunk guy.
Yeah. Yeah. And then if you do have to shoot him, right, and he doesn't die and he takes you to court, he's like, he booped me. Pre-shooting me.
You go to jail just for booping somebody.
I think he can't. No. No. That's not legal. It's like, boop. So that's my major points for having a light outside of one attached to your gun. And I think having one on your gun may be perfectly acceptable, but if you don't have one of these, you've really diminished the capabilities of a light.
All right.
What's your thoughts?
I get the competition. You actually can't have a, I don't think you can have a light on a competition gun. So I'll retract my every handgun should have a light on it. You win that one. Not every gun should have a weapon light, but every defensive gun that you have should have a weapon light on it. And here is why. There's no forgetting. If you remember your gun, you remember your light. Today, I actually forgot my handheld light because I grabbed a different pair of pants.
All right, case in point.
And forgot to grab my weapon light. So I forgot it. But if I grab my gun, all my guns have weapon lights on them. I'm going to have a light on it. All right, so one of my main points in having a weapon light over a handheld light is just that it's attached to your gun. It's there when you need it. You can use both hands when you control your gun.
Right.
Right? So I don't think anybody can argue that it's not more accurate to have two hands on a gun.
You're gonna use, yeah.
Right? Instead of one. And with that, I'm using one hand to control the trigger. I'm using the other hand to control the light. Instead of trying to control the trigger and the light with one hand, it's a lot more difficult. And then you throw onto the compounding factor of now I have a handheld light, and now I'm trying to aim two different things at the same time. I'm trying to aim this gun, I'm trying to aim this light, and we've done a lot of night classes. Mm-hmm. We know that it's super easy for your handheld light to start kind of dropping and to start, not really aiming, because you get enough light on your target. Like with as bright as these lights are, you can shine it at somebody's feet and get enough washout that you can see the person.
Yes, you can.
Instead of focusing the beam on
where you're shooting.
On where you're shooting in vital areas. So you're putting extreme amount of light into your threat, mostly incapacitating them with light, because it's super bright and you're in the dark, your eyes aren't adjusted to it. So I just those things alone, I think, are all you need to merit putting a light on your gun and not worrying about a handheld light. More accurate, focusing your beam on your target are extremely important. in the situation. And I think maybe even kind of like a lesser point that this isn't a reason to put a gun or to put a light on a gun, but it is a slight benefit, is I think putting a light on the front of your gun kind of balances your gun out a little bit more, especially like
Gas pedal. Yeah.
Especially a bigger light like this. Yeah. You know, for one, it gives you something to put your thumb on, like a gas pedal, but it also just some more weight on the front of the gun kind of evens out the feel of a gun quite a bit.
Yeah.
And let's talk about something else that we all know is the most important thing. The gun looks way cooler with the light on it.
Unbelievably cool. Yes.
Way cooler with the light on it than not, especially if you have like a comped gun.
Internet just, points.
They look goofy.
Yeah.
But everybody knows when you get a weapon light on, you get RMR on there, you get a stipple job, you got a sweet trigger. Just, they look way cooler.
They look sweet.
Yeah. So.
And as we know, shooting is all about flexing on the internet.
It's all about how you, about how you look. So. All right, and finally, my last point of going weapon light and not handheld light is then I don't have to worry about fighting with trolls online about how I'm holding my light wrong.
It's horrible. They're everywhere.
Every single time and it doesn't matter how I hold the light.
That's right.
If I hold it like this, if I hold it like this, it doesn't really matter. Somebody's going to tell me
that
I'm doing it wrong.
Yeah, well.
And if I don't have a handheld light,
I'm going to give you this. That's a really good reason. Yep.
Yeah. And then I'll go on and I'm not this like hardcore, you have to hold a handheld light a certain way. Like, do whatever the situation dictates. Do whatever you want that you're comfortable with and however you've been trained. And hopefully you've been trained and you're not just somebody that just has a strong opinion telling people what to do and you've never been trained before. I can't believe that ever happens.
That
would never happen on the internet.
Clearly, everyone on the internet has premium training.
So
hours of training.
All right, so those are my reasons why every defensive gun should have a light and why. All right, now I will concede. You should absolutely not search with a handgun with a light on it.
The concept's certainly not an idea you want to do.
My daughter would not appreciate me pointing a gun at her in the middle of the night.
No.
And sadly, how often do you hear? Sorry, I just saw another story in the news about some dad that shot his daughter.
It's sad.
Because he didn't identify her correctly. Now, I'm guessing he didn't use a light at all.
Right.
Here's something. Don't shoot at silhouettes in the dark.
Even
if they're in your house.
Right.
Identify your target.
Yeah, it takes 1 second to flick a light switch on. Right? The chances of a bad guy being in your house are much lower than the chances of your kids being in your house.
Yeah.
And
Sure it's not your wife, it's not your husband, it's not your kid, it's not the neighbor. Even if it's your drunk neighbor, then your drunk neighbor doesn't need shot.
Got a lot of shooting drills on the internet. Not a lot of searching and assessing drills on the internet. Mm. Right? I'd like to see some more people in the pitch black reading signs with their flashlights very quickly. Or something along the lines of that, right?
Yeah.
Because it's very important. We don't really train it ever.
Yeah, so.
Well.
I think, and again, we're going to ignore the obvious answer here, which is both.
Yeah.
There's no room for the middle here. It's extreme. So, guys, let us know. Do you carry a handheld light and why? And do you carry a light on your gun? Why shouldn't you know, are there reasons why you shouldn't have a gun on your light?
Nope.
I mean, there is, all right, I'll be devil's advocate, there is maintenance you have to think about.
What if you don't?
You know, keeping batteries charged. And
maintenance for everything, bro. Get with it.
Here, these are all things you should have thought of. All right, how about holsters?
I don't like disproving your thoughts.
Now with my weapon, all right.
I like to just put pros out there and let people make their own decision. Right? Our audience knows what they want.
I don't want to give you any more ammo, but here's something that I'm going to tell you, and then I want you to argue with me. Having to buy holsters for lighted guns instead of not having to worry about that and just having a handheld
light. 100%.
Why didn't you bring that up?
Every single time I have to change a light because a certain light of mine dies,
you want a new light.
I want a new light. I got to get a new holster every single time. It's annoying.
That's a stupid point, Dusty. Why would you even bring that up? If you're going to invest in your self-defense, invest in self-defense.
I want to invest my self-defense over and over again.
You don't have to choose a new light.
I think holster companies...
You can stay with your light.
Pay the light companies to make new light models. It's a conspiracy, man! I'm telling you, man!
Holster companies love new lights.
They do love new lights.
They love having to make new molds.
That explains why they always have the new lights so much faster than everyone else.
They love making new molds. They love... The customer service.
I bet they love that side of it.
Everybody asking, hey, do you have this obscure gun that nobody?
I bet they love their drop down menus
with this brand new light.
With like 8 lights under each model, 10 lights under each model. I bet they love that too.
Hey, I really want to have the brand new Enforce light.
You guys have an Enforce Wild One light.
But I need it on my Smith & Wesson SDV.
Yeah.
20 year old.
Do you have the wild one for my Kimber XD?
Yeah, Kimber XD.
Is that what they have?
How much bourbon have you been drinking?
Smith and Springfield.
Oh, there you go.
There it is.
Third time's a charm.
Words are hard. So if you like this,
I think we had too much.
Go ahead and hit that like button and click that subscribe button.
Let us know why we're wrong. Oh. And we're going to argue with you down in the comments.
Maybe it's time for us to end this.
So, yeah, we probably should. this is what happens when we do back-to-back Whiskey Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
We're on ounce 5 and 6 of...
Yes, we are.
All right, so next week, we are going to argue iron sights versus red dot. I.e. why you shouldn't have a red dot or why you should have a red dot is probably really what it comes down to, because all guns have iron sights on them.
Yeah.
If you buy a handgun that doesn't have iron sights on it,
yeah,
you shouldn't buy the gun.
Kentucky Windage. Tracer rounds.
I don't know.
What other options again?
We're going to argue, I guess basically it comes down to red dot, no red dot. We're going to get into next week. How do we want to decide? I feel like the last two I had the harder side to defend.
So you're saying you'll take iron sights?
I want to take red dot. I feel like red dot.
You presented me with two really good whiskeys today. I'm gonna give you the red dot.
All right. I will be arguing why every handgun should have a red dot on it and a light. Every handgun should have a light and a red dot.
I'm not gonna argue anything about lights next week, just so you're aware. I'm just gonna say one thing, and that's batteries. So I'm gonna see myself out of here. And we can do that. Let Greg know why he's wrong. Because we all know that I'm never wrong.
We're both probably wrong.
Yeah, no light was the solution. Get night vision. Nods.
There you go.
That's what they really want.
Forget lights.
Yep.
Go spend $20,000 on quad white phosphor nods.
Yeah. Used ones, because they're $20,000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They've been dropped.
They've been... They have tubes in them. They're just...
One of the four tubes still work.
Yeah.
But they're quads.
It's a PBS 14.
But you look awesome on the gram. That's really what matters. Yeah, quads.
I'd be blown away if somebody hasn't done that yet.
Oh, I guarantee somebody got
quads.
Broken,
like the
broken nods of any sort that don't work anymore.
Just a flex on the gram.
Just a flex on the gram.
Flex on the gram. That's what we're all about. Flex on the gram.
Flexing on the gram. Flexing on the YouTubes.
Flexing on the YouTubes.
Right.
All right.